plastic.
Yes, that's right. Maybe I'm for real. Welcome to another edition of Outside the Pizza Box. You're tuned in to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. I'm Pizza Box Mike, and my wonderful engineer, Jason Hafman, is here too.
Hey, how you doing today?
But then, you
this
know, if,
week?
Yeah, if anybody was listening all morning, they know that you're the guy in the morning. You're doing all of it.
A little bit, yeah. Here and there.
Okay. What were you going to say?
I was just wondering how you're doing this week, man. I know it's you have such a good spirit. I don't want everything to drag it down. I know you're resourceful.
That's because this week's edition, which will be titled Stupid Can't Be Fixed, is where I'm at right now.
Okay.
And, you know, we've heard that for years and years, but for people to understand why it can't be fixed, it's because you have to have critical thinking involved to end stupid, and there's just not enough of that to go around right now. I feel blessed. I really do. How about yourself?
I'm feeling good because my wife got through her surgery okay this week, which I was a little scared about, and that went fine, so I'm happy about that. I'm trying to focus in. Look, this world's crazy. There's so much stuff going on. I'm trying to be like Giannis. Live in this moment, right? Day by day.
Today. That's it. We only have
right?
Today.
That's it.
And today I'm going to be picking on some folks. You know, I mean, we got to start with COVID, right? And normally I don't like read articles, but when some of these wise men, friends of mine on Facebook, you know, that are maybe the generation ahead of me, right? Above me. And you just got to go with it. I mean, you know, here we are. Okay. We're going to talk about how people put their faith in God and none in science, right? So here we go.
Okay.
A beloved Kentucky pastor has died from COVID-19 after his church advised members on its website not to worry about the coronavirus because God is in control. And I would agree with that statement, right? Which is why I got vaccinated. Anyway, Tim Parsons, senior pastor at Center Point Church in Lexington, died one day after the church embarked on a period of prayer and fasting, asking the Lord to restore him back to his normal self, the Christian Post reports. A day of prayer and fasting that didn't help him much, but hey, you know, that's just me. I'm one of these guys that says, you know, prayer isn't better than doing nothing. It is doing nothing, because prayer without action is the same as just talking without walking. Okay, but Center Point Church had been meeting in person, but temporarily switched to online worship out of an abundance of caution after Parsons was hospitalized earlier this month. That's not an abundance of caution. That's somebody woke up. That's what, yeah. Maybe, there we go. Somebody used maybe a little bit of critical thought there, right? In a frequently asked question section on the church's website, one of the topics is, should I be worried about COVID-19? We don't want to be worried because the Bible tells us not to worry, the site states. Now, I don't know where in the Bible it says not to worry about a pandemic or disease or famine or war. Just really crazy. We know that God is in control and that he can use all suffering to draw people to himself. And some of you people are suffering before you're drawn to him on the way out. Everything they say is like kind of like just, I don't, it's anti-religion as well, is it not? They're not speaking the word. They're morphing it into something that doesn't even exist. Just like when people talk about, you know, God and the Constitution. The Constitution has nothing to do with God. There's no mention of God there. That's why this was supposed to be a free country, right? But it's not, and it never has been. Oh, gosh. In a Facebook post Thursday morning announcing Parsons' death, the church said he was loved by many and leaves an impactful legacy in the lives of thousands of people. Well, I would hope they're impacted by this, but I can't say that they will be, right? Oh, let's turn to Wisconsin, right? I mean, you have to go back all the way back to April during the 2020 primary where Robin Voss says it's safe to go vote, and he's wearing gear that doctors and nurses couldn't get, right? Because it's safe to go out, he says. I mean, as a Republican, don't you take that as a slap in the face? And then to boot, you know, the state Supreme Court says, yeah, everybody's okay to go out and vote, while they did made that decision virtually because they didn't want to get sick. How stupid is people? You know, it just frustrates me to no end. So now we have Senator Andre Jacques, state senator.
Yep.
You know, didn't tell anybody till after, you know, well, I tested positive, but I'm feeling okay. And now he's, you know, in a coma and intubated. And it's just awful. I saw, you know, the reaction of his brother, Pierre, who apparently is the only one that thinks progressively, the only one in the family using critical thought. And they're not telling him anything. So he's like, well, you know, the Republican Shay Sortwell, who decided to use this politically, I got 10,000 voters. And I'm sure everybody's heard the letter that, you know, had a lot of graphic language in it directed towards the state representative that chose to use Pierre Jacques' brother, Andre, as, you know, some kind of political tool. And then it happened on the Democratic side, even though, you know, and why can't I think of her name? Maybe because I blocked her years ago on Facebook because I just, you know, when I find out somebody isn't progressive, I'm done, man, because I'm 60 years old and I've witnessed this decline in everything, especially in critical thinking. I mean, same people, some of them that are saying, well, I would have never done anything at the doctor and I'm not taking no shots. You were vaccinated when you were 2 or 3, probably.
Yeah.
You probably got the scar on your shoulder, your butt, but instead you're choosing the scar on your brains to decide what to do. And so, you know, and all Pierre said was, you know, I want an apology and I'll vote for anybody that you guys run against my brother. No apology, you know, just kind of like, well, let me explain why I said it. And that's the kind of stuff that, you know, that's politics. That's why people don't like politics. That's why I take all this stuff personally. But it's not going to get better, folks. I mean, you got super spreader events and anti-science. Let's not call it anti-vax. Let's call it anti-science. And let's equate God in with that for some of you people that believe in God and have so much faith in him. You should understand that he gave people different skills. Isn't that what you guys say? That God's gift to me was to be a great scientist or to be, you know, a great radio show host. Thanks. Look, it doesn't work like that.
You're right. And I've seen it. I saw some this week. You know, a relative who's very religious posted something that had a lot of key points about religion in and all this sort of stuff. But embedded in that was you know, some anti-critical thought, anti-science statements just kind of embedded in there. And they shared it. I'm sure they shared it because they agree with all the religious parts. But at first I was reading it and I'm like, where are you coming from here? I know you well. This really surprises me. So you have to watch out for the sneaky people that are using devoted religion followers, using them to pull their little agendas and their little pieces in there to promote the hate, to promote the anti-mask, to promote the anti-vaccines. And can we just talk about masks for a second? Dude, masks have shown they can be effective. Why are people fighting masks? I don't get it.
Freedom, man. Freedom. Freedom.
How do they not understand that if the pandemic is still raging, your freedom is way more reduced than if you just put on the mask?
Come on, man. You just got to have faith. This has all been decided already, right?
Oh, boy.
Unfortunately, it has been decided for some people to put the rest of the world at risk, and it's going to continue this way. And I don't know. I mean, there's been so many right-wing radio hosts and preachers that have dropped, and I'm guessing that some of the people maybe in those congregations are waking up to it, right? We've seen mothers that didn't get vaccinated because they were pregnant, and then after their baby's born, they died. And all the other women that were pregnant that took the vaccination didn't die. See? I mean, whose side is God on? Is he on the death side for you guys? I thought you knew who that was on the other side. That's the, you know, the orange Trumpsky guy. And It's this blind faith to some false god, and you guys have replaced that with Donald Trump and the Republicans. That's who you believe in. And you don't even listen to these. Okay, so the governor in Texas gets infected after he's no mask mandates in schools. Well, they're kicking your ass now, don't they? Aren't they, Abbott? Right? And Patrick, the lieutenant governor, oh my gosh. You look at these guys and it's like, I wouldn't vote for you just because of the way you look. Because I can tell what people are doing. I know evil when I see it, right? How about when guys are crossing through? Listen, I'm having fun with this because, you know, I got threatened by Facebook to, you know, to remove this statement where I said, well, you're as smart as a plover potato. And I almost got 30 days for that. Seriously.
Are you kidding me?
No,
I've seen
no,
people put horrible stuff on
listen,
there.
Listen, I got turned in by an angry order of French fries because that goes against community standards for potatoes, Mike. I mean, you're trying to start a war with that statement. The guy was from Plover. I mean, come on. What do I want to say when he calls me an F in this and an F in that? I know if I respond, I'll get whacked. They won't. But I've been seeing some of those guys. You know, when you make these statements on people that have, like, their political page and stuff, that might get flagged somewhere down the road. I've noticed a lot of you guys make statements to me, and then I can't read them because they got flagged. And I can't see you anymore, so you probably got 30 days or a week or whatever it is. You really have to work hard to get to 30 days. Not everybody can wear that badge. And now I'm on 3 months without getting booted, but almost getting booted for the potato comment? Fortunately for me, I said, sure, I agree, man. And then I made a post that said, I almost got kicked off for saying you're as smart as a plover potato. It's okay to say that, but don't say it to a person from Plover that's about as smart as a potato. I mean, I'm going on a rant today because this is just stupid, can't be fixed. That's what all this stuff is. There's a lack of communication, at least critical thinking communication. Got all that propaganda and anti-science and anti-education and anti-equality and anti-protecting the planet. We'll talk more when we get back.